Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori and me, will invite a bookish guest to share their favorite book recommendation. If you share a passion for books and know what's looking for your next read, then join us.
Hi, Kelly. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
So happy to have you talk to you again. So for those listeners, we're recording two episodes at once. So tell us, like, Kelly, you know, something interesting that you've done in this past year, the panorama.
I love that. I don't think I've heard that word to describe the pandemic yet. So I appreciate that.
There's all these different names that we don't want to talk pandemic. We're like panorama, pandemic.
Yes. I hear pandemic a lot. Panorama, not so much, but now I feel like I'm here for it. It sounds like a party, but the last year, well, let's see. The podcast has continued. That's been great. I've also, I think, taken up with doing a lot more interviews with authors on Instagram, and that's been really fun. Like, I'm an extrovert. I'm an Aries. I thrive off of talking in general. Like, I mean, there's a reason I have a podcast, but I love talking and interacting with other people. And so living in a studio apartment in a pandemic doesn't give you a lot of opportunities to do that, much less a city that I moved to during the pandemic. I mean, I know you and I are in very similar situations in that way, and that we moved to a city so far away from home, you know, and basically isolated ourselves.
In which, a bubble.
Yeah, and sometimes that's great. Sometimes it helps you get more stuff done. But I have really enjoyed, you know, in the last year doing more Instagram interviews with authors and lives. I started doing the Boobies and Newbies book club on Instagram. Mm-hmm. It used to be a podcast episode that I would record, but I thought it'd be fun to do it on Instagram during the pandemic. And I think I will continue it on Instagram after the pandemic, just because it's another great opportunity to chat with, you know, a fellow blogger or book lover and have people pop into the comments with, you know, their thoughts about the book. So I like interacting with people. I wish I could do it every day, but we're almost there. And I know when we do get there, I'll be complaining about how I have to see people every day. So there's no winning, you know, but that's been probably one of my favorite new additions to the podcast and, you know, website in general, is just talking to more authors, expanding my own reader list. This year, my goal has been to read more new to me authors, mm-hmm. because I, you know, and it's funny, today we're talking about auto buy authors, but I think too often we rely on our auto buy authors in general. Like, that's it. I have to wait for this person's book to come out. It comes out, you read it, don't bother me. This is what I'm reading. And, you know, when you run out of their back catalog, you got to move on to something else. Like, and that's sort of what I've been trying to do this season on the podcast, is read new to me authors, read, you know, authors of different backgrounds and ethnicities. Like, I just want to make sure that I have a well-rounded education when it comes to reading romance, because I want to introduce newbies to reading romance, to the genre, and I don't want to introduce them to it a very small section of the genre. I want to give them a taste of everything. So that's, I think, the more that I can read and know about, then the better recommendations that I can make and be more purposeful with my recommendations for readers and listeners.
Yeah, I agree. I think, like, the panorama or the pandemic has brought me, like, a sense of, like, you know, connecting. Like, I had to make sense. Like, I'm I'm not an introvert fully. Like, I'm an extrovert, but not fully extrovert. Like, I'm an ambivert. So I need both, and I need interactions on a daily basis. And so allow me to just chat with people. Like, that's the whole purpose of this podcast was like, I just want to make new friends. Like, I had someone was like, oh, that's really cute. And I was like, yeah, you know, that's the whole purpose. Like, I just want to make new friends. Like,
and it's hard to make friends as an adult when like you're not at an office job, like surrounded by people, or you're not going to school. Like, it's hard.
It is hard. And the whole thing is like, you want to talk, you want to make friends on different interests. Like, I have my fitness friends. I have like my work friends. I was like, I want to have book friends, like people I can talk about books and just like talk about romance, talk about like thrillers, talk about this. And like, I really love doing that. And so I think the pandemic allowed me, because it was like, well, there's a medium and I'm having to be good at it. I might as well just have these interactions. And then it exploded. So that's why we have too many episodes, but that's here and there. But I really love like the idea of reading with intention. You know, like, I'm reading to discover, I'm reading to recommend.
Yes.
I'm reading to review a book. I'm reading to see like who will be the best reader for this book, like to be a matchmaker, like a sense of like,
that's the perfect way to describe it. Like, people will ask me all the time, like, well, how do you choose the books, like, and the guests and like putting them together? And I always say, I'm like, you know what? Sometimes I'm really thoughtful about it. Like, I'll admit it's not all the time, but sometimes I'll be like, oh, you know what? You know who would like this book about baking is my friend who's obsessed with the Great British Baking Show, and he bakes the best damn cake I've ever had. So it's a perfect partnership. But other times it's almost like serendipitous. Like, I will choose a book and then choose my guest, and it just works out that that's the book we're going to do. And then while reading, my guest will be like, oh my God, did you pick this book about, you know, a sex worker, because you know that I used to strip? And I'm like, oh my God, no. Like, I can't believe this happened. Like, this is fantastic. And so I think by putting out, by trying to be more, have better intentions with the books that I do choose and recommend, the universe is rewarding me by also giving me a break on some of the other ones that I'm less specific about.
Yes. I love the fact it's like, you're just a book matchmaker. And so, you know, we have autobiography authors, and sometimes our authors during the pandemic did not write as much as we would like them to do. And you're only releasing one book, calling Christina Lauren now. And I'm like, oh my God. But you know what? It allowed me to discover other books. And that's the beauty of it. So like, having, even though your autobiography authors may not be producing as much as they can, it just gives you space to try on different authors. If you like this, then try this. If you like this theme, then you try this. If you like this trope that you're trash for, then here are some recommendations. And here's what the opportunity is. And that's where we have, you know, content like podcasts and Bookstagram and BookTube to find recommendations, to find a place for you to know, like, you know, like, what can I read next? Like, I spent years not knowing what I should read next. Like,
same. Like, I didn't even know BookTube and Bookstagram were a thing until I started the podcast. Like, I had no idea. Like, I also, you know, I just always went to the library or like picked up, you know, whatever. You know what I used to do is like, you know, on a book cover, how like sometimes there'll be another author that like leaves a blurb or recommendation. I would see like, oh, well, Laurie Foster liked this book, so I know I will too. And that's like how I picked my books for a good majority of the first few years of reading romance.
Well, I didn't read romance until BookTube. Like, I actually read whatever Reese was like promoting. So like, you know, the Reese books were promoting, any commercial fiction that was out there. I did read a lot of chick lit in the 2000s. So that's where I read, but I read the same authors. Like, they were like, the same five authors.
Same.
And it was very white.
Yes. Like, no, I get it. I do get it.
So yeah. So I think it was until 2016 where I had someone come and talk about YA. It was like, not even about romance, and basically said, you can go to BookTube and there's recommendations there. And I was like, what? So I did. I read some YA. I got my YA fixer, and then I discovered New Adult, and that's where it shifted. I was like, New Adult was like the gateway to romance, because I was like, well, I felt like this. And my relationship with New Adult is a unique relationship because I used to work in a college for about 10 years.
Oh, nice. Like, I didn't know that. That's awesome. Yeah.
So I used to be like, I used to oversee Greek life. I was the adult in Greek life. Like, you're hazing someone. You're not supposed to do X, Y, Z. So I had like Greek life and all the fun stuff like in college. So I was the adult helping you kind of like have fun in college. And so I left a career in 2012. And so I was like reminiscent, like reading about college. I was like, oh, like I had, you know, I had a great college experience, but I also had a great post-college experience where I was like involved in college.
Yeah.
And so it was like nice reminiscent of my job. And then I was like, well, let me grow up to see what adults are doing, you know? And that's how I ended up falling into romance. But it was like, I needed the recommendations. I needed other people to tell me which books I should read, you know?
Right. Yeah. No, I'm with you. I'm with you. So, I mean, I'm so thankful for this community that we've, you know, I feel blessed enough to like call myself a part of at this point, just because it's broadened what I do read and the authors that I read. I had no idea what indie romance was when I, you know, came on the scene with the podcast, because I bought my books in a store or I got them at the library. And unfortunately, you won't find a lot of indie romance published at a store or in the library. And so
They're starting.
No, it's getting better. But I mean, I feel like a good half, if not more, of the authors that I read regularly today are not ones that I knew about whatsoever 5 years ago. So I'm very thankful for this community for that reason.
Yeah. So let's chat some Audible authors. So let's see, which ones are in your Audible? Like, you know, until why they're on Audible, you know?
Okay. So the first two kind of go hand in hand because I love them both as authors. I love them both as humans. I'm part of their Facebook reader groups, and they've also written a few different series together, and that's Claire Kingsley and Lucy Score.
Ooh.
Love them. Love them, love them, love them. Lucy, I had read several years ago and never really, I mean, I didn't really get into like following authors or like connecting with authors until, again, the podcast came along. So I read one of her books. It was lovely. And she has a great knack for comedy, but also sexy. So I really enjoyed that. And Claire first came across my email because I was asked to read one of her upcoming books for the podcast. And this was, I think, the first season of the podcast. So if somebody reached out to me with a request, I was like, oh my gosh, that's so sweet. They think of me. And I still think that way sometimes, though. And it was, the book was called Faking Miss Wright. And it's the first book in Claire Kingsley's Dirty Martini Running Club series, which I just think is a hysterical name for a series that these people go running and then get together and have martinis. Like, that is the last thing on my mind after I take a jog is having a martini. But yeah, the two of them, they write sexy rom-coms and they've done a couple series together. So there's one called Bootleg Springs, which is like a family saga. Like each book is like a different sibling in the family. And there's also like this ongoing mystery, like threaded throughout the books. And I devoured that series, loved every bit of it. They have another series that they did with two other authors that is the one series I will recommend to everyone until the day I die. And that is called the Blue Water Billionaires series, because it is four books by four authors, but it all revolves around the same cast of characters, and they are female billionaires living in Florida. And I mean, I can count the amount of books I've read about female billionaires on one hand. So the fact that this was four books and they all have different career paths, you know, one of them's a scientist, one of them is a makeup mogul. Like, oh my gosh, I hook, line, and sinker fell for that series. Lucy wrote the first book in the series, which is called The Price of Scandal. And just to give you a little insight, the first time you meet the hero, he is lounging in a bubble bath in the heroine's bathroom. Like, that is her introduction to him, and that is our introduction to him. And I was like, that's it. I love this book. That's all I need to know, that I am going to love this big British burly man in a bathtub. Like, so that just gives you a little idea of why I love both Lucy and Claire. Like, very fun, very flirty, also very sexy. Rom-coms can be extremely sexy too.
Yes, I love this. I read some Claire Kinsley's book Boyfriend, that whole series. I read them back to back. Like, I
read them too.
I was like, oh my God, I need more.
Yeah, no, it's true. I think I've read, I don't know if I've read every book that each of them has written, but if not, it's very close.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're great. So love them. They partner on a few things together. Love that. The other one that I do, well, I have a few to recommend, but the next one I want to recommend is Talia Hibbert, who in my mind can do no wrong. I mean, it's hard even deciding what book to recommend, like, you start with by Talia Hibbert, because obviously most recently people have fallen in love with the Brown sisters. Mm-hmm. You know, it starts with Get a Life, Chloe Brown, and you can read them each as a standalone, but that's the book to start with, in my opinion. It's the first one in the series. However, she also has written Modern Day Royalty in the Princess Trap. We reviewed a paranormal romance she's written called Mating the Huntress. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, she's really got a little bit of everything. But what I love about Talia's books is there is such a broad range of diverse characters. I mean, you know, she writes interracial romance mostly, but a lot of her characters are plus size. A lot of them are neurodiverse. A lot of them are bisexual or pansexual or demisexual. I mean, she really, really covers her bases when it comes to diversity in her books, whether it's a paranormal, you know, romance or just modern day contemporary characters set on a college campus. I mean, it's so diverse. So I've never been disappointed by one of her reads. I really do appreciate the thought that goes into her books. And I think that's what makes them so memorable for me, is you can tell that there's been so much thought put into these characters.
Yes. And I love that she writes a lot of cinnamon roll heroes. And for me, that's like,
yes,
I don't know. I'm just like, I'm all about the cinnamon roll hero. And it's just like, and she just have it in different shapes and sizes and different forms. Like,
yes,
a hero who cook for you, a hero who just like do this, a hero who's like, who would read romance, or who would like save you from a fire drill when there's like a sea fire drill.
Yeah, there is not one hero of Talia's that I have not wanted to bone. I mean, like, every single one.
Yeah. Yes.
So, and that's what I'm looking for, right?
Yeah. He's a lot of buy for me. I'm like, I pretty much, and I have a key money. She has like healthy backlist. Like, you can buy into, and like, there's a little bit of everything. And there's audio books available for some of her self-published books. Mm-hmm. So there's a little bit for everyone. So
yeah, she's got a lot. I she's an author that I recommend to a lot of people to get started with, if they are beginning romance readers, just because her books, I think, are where I see romance going. Like, mm-hmm. I think they're almost ahead of their time in that this is like what, these are the expectations that I'm now going to have reading romance into the future. Like, I want to see the diversity. I want to see different sized and abled characters. Like, this is what we should be writing and mm-hmm. reading. And so she set a standard, and it's a high one.
I love this. So who's your next autobiography author?
Okay, so I have two more, and they're both very different from each other. I'm going to start with Lonnie Linvale. And here's the thing. I'm not super into, like, cops or firefighters or, I mean, I guess it's bad to say, like, public servants don't turn me on, but I don't know. I guess I like to read sort of like the artist more, or the chef, or, you know, I'm a very creative person. So that appeals to me a lot. So I don't normally read suspense because it has FBI or agents of some kind, like, you know, any sort of espionage. It's not really my go-to thing. And so the fact that I have read almost every series written by Lonnie Linville, it astounds me. I really don't know what it is. So it's not so much suspense. However, she has several series that all exist within the same universe. Mm-hmm. The one that I started with is called KPD SWAT, and it's the Kilgore Police Department SWAT. So she has a few series that kind of overlap between Kilgore, I think it's Texas, and then there's also like an area in Louisiana that's like close to Texas. Mm-hmm. So you'll see characters from different books in like the different locations appear because they're related to somebody else, or they're part of the same motorcycle club. And so that's the thing, is it's a combination of police officers who are on the SWAT team together, and they're also part of whatever motorcycle club is in that area. I will say I am a sucker for a motorcycle club romance. So I think it just kind of like ticks a lot of boxes for me. But what I love most is that after she wrote KPD SWAT, she came out this past year, I think it was last year that she did it, where every month there was a new book in this series called KPD SWAT Generation 2.0. And it's the children of the first original KPD SWAT members all grown up and them falling in love. And the way anybody who can write 12 books in 1 year, like I just don't understand. But it was really a cute idea because the way she framed it was that they were all posing for a KPD SWAT calendar. And so every month was like Mr. January, Mr. February. And I just thought that was such a clever idea. And so like you could start with the Generation 2.0 if you wanted to, but because I had already read KPD SWAT and like a few of the other series leading up to it, I knew who all these people's like parents were. And I was like, oh my God, I remember your romance. And now this was the kid that y'all had at the end of your book. And they were like a terror as a toddler. And now they're all grown up. I loved that. It's the only series that I've read that's done that. I know it's not the only one out there that's like that. Like there are tons of books out there.
Yeah. So Jay Kornover is coming up with the Markman generation, next generation. They're getting kids from the same generation. So if you like, so Jay Kornover's Markman is tattoo man. They have a tattoo artist, tattoo shop, and they'll have dick piercings. They'll have different types of dick piercings. They'll have different types of it. So there's like 8 books in a series. It's like delicious. So she just came up that she's gonna write the next generation, and then she's like, you have to buy the next book because I'm not gonna commit to doing more. And I was like, I'm sorry, but I wanted the whole series. So
yes.
I'm telling around they need to buy the next book. So we can write more. Kristen Barker Ritchie has the Dicton and Calloway sisters. It's kind of like the Kardashians, like and so their kids are like the Kardashians if Northwest was grown up and she had a bodyguard. And so
oh my God.
The next generation is the kids and the bodyguard. So all falling in love. And there's like MFM, there's MM, there's like female male, like there's like all the diversity.
I love that.
And because the parents had like 15 kids, like it was like they have all these kids they grow up. So
I think Rachel Van Dyken's done that as well. Yeah. Like I think she has a mafia series that's like that too, where it's like the kids of the OG mafia folks. And no, and it's a really clever idea. Like, I mean, you have to really want to spend so many years like with these characters, but I think it's really well done, then you'll love it. And I happen to love the stories that Lonnie Linville has created, and all of them are either cops. There's There's also, I think, a series that's firefighters. There's another one where it's a lot of like old army friends who put together like a safe shelter for like abused women and children. And it's like they rescue women from these abusive situations and everything. So, I mean, it's an interesting range. And then to see like the next generation of kids grown up, I really appreciate it. And they're really sexy. They're also very much Insta love-ish, like not all of them, but I will say what I do. I think maybe the reason I like them is because they're so easy to read. Like it's very much like man falls in love with woman, woman falls in love with man. And once they're together, there are no problems in their relationship. And the only issues are whatever weird outside force they're dealing with. Like maybe it's a stalker. Maybe it's a bomber's in town. Maybe it's somebody from the past. But what I do like is that there's no bullshit. Am I allowed to swear?
Yeah. It's okay. Explicit. It's fine.
there's no bullshit in the relationship. There's none of the, there's a stupid misunderstanding or like, I thought he cheated on me. No, like that is the one thing that I love about these books is that once they're together, they're together. That's it. Like maybe there's an accidental pregnancy, but guess what? Everyone's excited. So it's fine. Like, so you never have anything to worry about as far as the relationships themselves, which is not my usual go-to, but I think that's why she's one of my autobi authors is like, I always have her to fall back on.
Mm-hmm. I love this. And she's prolific. So you have enough.
Yes. There are, oh my God, there are so many. Like I still think I have more to read and she's one of my most reread authors too, because I will read her books at night before falling asleep because I already know what's going to happen. I already know everything's okay. I already know that I don't need to worry. And so there's something comforting about that, that is what I need right before bed. Mm-hmm. The last one I'm going to recommend, this will surprise you, Laura, because this is so not what I talk about on the podcast. I don't usually review books like this. I don't talk about them. I don't recommend them. Lauren Donner writes two series that I love. One of them is about aliens, and one of them is called the New Species series.
Oh my God. I've been dying to have an alien romance person come and talk about this.
So I could not, for the life of me, tell you how I fell in love with her books. Like, I don't know why I picked one up. I don't know what it was that kept me coming back, but I just was like, this is different. And I think part of it is like years ago when I first got into romance, one of the authors that I was reading a lot of was Laura Lee. Mm-hmm. And she has a series called the Breed series. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the whole idea that it's like humans that have also been kind of like bred mixed genes with animal species. And I don't know, there was something about it that it was like both weird and like interesting to me. And so I think maybe that's how I first found Lauren Donner, but the New Species series is probably my favorite in terms of anything that's kind of shifter-like. Mm-hmm. And they don't even shift. It's not even like a shifter romance, but the whole idea is that there's like, it honestly sounds like the perfect setup for like a future television series. Like I can totally see this as a mini series on like HBO because it's all these people who were bred and like they were like science experiments. I mean, they were like grown in labs and bred with animal DNA. So they call themselves the New Species because they freed themselves from the labs and basically like established their own sense of government. Like they talk about how they're in the United States, but like they communicate with like the president of the United States and they have like a treaty and a pact and all this stuff. Like I really, really got into the fact that there's like this whole established government and system like with these people. And so most of the New Species that the books revolve around are men. and they fall in love with human women. And it's, you know, a little bit of the whole mating trope where it's like, oh, I recognize something in her, like, you know, and then they get together and it's like, she's my mate sort of thing, you know? And I don't know. I kind of liked that. And, like I said, I don't usually read that trope. This isn't something that, you know, normally appeals to me, but something about this series I was really into, like, as far as like the science and the government goes, and they're pretty hot. I mean, I will say, like, they're pretty hot, and there's actually some great humor in them as well. That's the series I started with of hers. And then I moved on to, she has multiple Alien series. So there you go, Laura, my Alien romance reading friend. You've got plenty to work with. Let me see. I didn't look up the titles for the, oh, Cyborg Seduction. That's one of the series. And they're not aliens, I guess. They're cyborgs. Ooh. There's another one called The Vorge Crew. And that one's one of the newer ones. I actually really liked that one. That one is like a bunch of aliens and they're on one spaceship. And I think the ship is called The Vorge. And so that's what it, but basically all of her books, whether it's the new species or the alien, are all about whatever species of male this is mating with a human female. Like, it's always a human woman. And then they get together with whoever the male is. But yeah, I'm looking through my Kindle and the amount of Lauren Donner that I have on here is stunning.
I love this so much.
Yeah. So that's something, if you're like, oh, I need my next alien read. Okay. I got you covered.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I love this. So Kelly, tell us where you can find online.
Yeah, absolutely. So boobiesandnewbies.com is my one-stop shop of a website. I've got links to Patreon, to, you know, different places where you can listen to the episodes. You can also listen to them right there on boobiesandnewbies.com, and follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all at Boobies Podcast. I always have to say boobies, like with an S, because there's multiple boobs in Boobies Podcast.
Thank you, Kylie, for being on the show.
Oh, thank you. Like always.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For book recommendations, author interview archives, and other fun book resources and tips, please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com. The What You Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Network. To discover new shows to listen and love, please visit frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What You Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.